Why don't you tell everybody she okay, dude, stop? Why don't you?
What?
No.
Excuse me.
Are you angry?
Why don't you tell everybody who paid you to come out here tonight? Because you ain't nothing.
Okay, I'm talking, please, pardon me.
Well,
Did
Jesus make you angry, Barry?
Yeah, she's talking. Y'all always have to have the center of attention.
No, we don't have to. But we're wondering why you want to get that
center of attention would be on the top of this ladder with a flag on it.
What am I doing wrong?
Do what? What are you doing wrong?
Well,
the first thing is the music is not God's music. If it was God's music, it'd be pretty. It wouldn't be all this. It wouldn't just all be a whole lot of yelling.
Okay, but I
don't listen to that either. That's God's, not God's music.
Okay,
either.
But are you saying that nothing but God's music is okay?
Well, the Bible says whatsoever things are pure, and if it's not pure, it's not from God. And when the guy's using sex words and talking evil all the time, that's not from God. Now, if you want to do the will of God, God will show you what His will is. He'll let you prove what's acceptable unto the Lord.
What about casting a stone? What did God say about that?
And nobody's got any rocks in their hands.
Make a joyful noise unto the Lord.
Right.
There is no classifications on that.
You're wrong. You can have your opinion. It's like armpits.
There can be. I have my opinion.
How do you feel about catching that first time?
Nobody's got a rock in their hand.
You don't know what God likes.
You see any rocks?
I can't talk to you right now.
What'd you say that?
I think the guy that accused him of that did it
40 years after he's dead, so I don't believe it.
It's terrible for me to talk about his dad like that, but it's not terrible for you to stand up on a tower and talk to these people and build it the way you did. No, it's not.
You are going to hell.
When you want to do the will of God, you start finding what God wants.
I would assume that tomorrow, when you get to church, that you'll get a lot of pats on the back for doing your Bill Street.
If I sit down on this ladder, I'm believing on it.
If I sit down on this ladder, I'm believing on it.
Why don't you take care of these children?
That's a God-given talent.
No, he's just learned to yell and strum on a guitar and make noise.
He's strumming on the guitar and playing the drums. Maybe his words are not exactly...
It's trash. It's not God's music. If you go to church and listen to God's music, when you go to church, that's not the same. Now, why don't you go home
and take care of your wife? Because you have turned your back on some needy people tonight.
It would not talk. You wouldn't dance to this kind of music.
Okay, but
you wouldn't dance to the church music, and yet you wouldn't bring this kind of church
music. How many children do you have?
Pardon me, I'm talking. Thank you. I go to church at the Smith Lake Worship Center, and yes, we play rock and roll music, and we do dance, and we praise God.
That's not God's way.
But we all praise God.
You might say you are, but it's the devil is getting in it.
And I know you smell beer on my breath, and yes, I've been drinking tonight, and no, the church does not agree with that.
We have the
children of the community.
Yeah.
And they come there, and they're there on Saturdays and Sundays, Sunday nights, on Friday night. And they're not the street acting like idiots. They're there with us.
Yeah.
I know what you say, but the words of the songs, I can understand that.
It's not God's words, and even if you... So why would it be God... If they're not singing God's words with it, it didn't come from a Christian source to play this sex music. Now, when you start beating the drums like they're beating them, it's a sensual thing. It's not God.
But we beat the drums like that at our church.
I know, but
it's sensual. We're praising
there,
God.
But it's sensual there. It's sensual.
We have the Spirit of Jesus in our church. They talk in tongues.
I know. Well, see, talking in tongues isn't Bible either. It's not Bible for the age we're living in. It was for the Jews. It says tongues are for a sign, not to them that believe, but to them that believe not. So you're a believer, so why are you fooling with the sign that's for non-believers, you see?
Okay, I can't give you a good answer for that, but all I got to say is you're a good man for standing here listening to these creeps say ugly things to you.
Well,
you're a good man.
I'm just trying to sow a little seed, you know.
Well, you know, a bunch of drunks,
Well, not everybody's drunk. You just had a beer. I'm not, the thing is that Jesus, when you really get into your Bible, and this kind of life is not the life that brings joy and happiness to you. This kind of people, they'll have divorce and broken homes.
Oh, I agree. I've been there and done that many times over.
So you see, that's where I
but I think this man over here, that he can sing and that he can play music, that's a gift from God. And maybe he may be in the wrong direction right now, but later he'll be right there with God.
If you ever get saved, you will. I used to listen to that kind of music before I got saved. And when I got saved, I quit all that. So when you get saved, you start wanting to do the will of God. I've seen Christians who didn't get rid of the Beatles music, and their lives. I saw one of them who committed himself with his own daughter. So you see,
that's definitely a sin.
Jesus really started falling on him.